Hey there. From CNN, I'm Paula Ortiz with the 5 things you need to know for Saturday, December 30th. A new report published by the Israeli military revealed new failures in their mission to rescue 3 hostages Israeli troops mistakenly killed in Gaza earlier this month. Herzi Halevi, chief of the general staff of the Israel Defense Forces, said the shootings, quote, could have been prevented, but he determined that there was, quote, no malice in the event, and the soldiers carried out the right action to the best of their understanding of the event at the moment. The report into the hostages' deaths concluded that Israeli command ranks had information about the presence of hostages in the area where they were killed and, quote, even took actions to prevent strikes on locations suspected of having hostages. Yotam Haim, Alon Shamriz, and Samir Talalka were captured and taken to Gaza by Hamas on October 7th. The IDF has said Israeli soldiers shot and killed the 3 men after misidentifying them as threats during an IDF operation in Gaza City on December 15th in an incident that shocked Israeli society. The world is preparing to bid farewell to 2023, and one of the most iconic spots to ring in the new year is also getting ready, New York City's Times Square. According to a joint threat assessment obtained by CNN, live televised events like the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square remain a, quote, attractive target to foreign terrorist organizations and domestic violent extremists potentially motivated by the Israel-Hamas war. The assessment was put together by 10 agencies, including the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the New York Police Department. In preparation for the celebration, local officials are taking steps to make sure festivities are safe for everyone. NYPD's Chief of Patrol, John Schell, spoke to CNN's Mark Morales.
We're ready for anything. We are the best in the business. We do it quite well. Come on out, enjoy yourself for the New Year's Eve, and we'll keep it safe.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says there are no specific threats to the celebration and added that thousands of officers will be deployed Sunday in uniform and plain clothes, along with NYPD canines, drones, boats, horses, and helicopters. Stranded passengers in London wait to see what happens after Eurostar train services linking Britain and Europe were canceled due to flooding.
Very, very busy. Not a lot of information being given out and a lot of people who don't really seem to know what to do with themselves. A lot of people just sitting down and waiting. Seems like they're in for the long haul. We'll have to wait and see who goes and who doesn't.
Travelers were hoping to journey from London to Paris, Brussels, and Amsterdam for the new year, but Eurostar announced in a social media post the cancellation of services due to, quote, part of the track being temporarily closed near London. The track was closed due to flooding of railway tunnels near the Ebbsfleet International Station in Kent, southern England. It is the second time Eurostar services have been hit over Christmas after a last-minute strike earlier in December caused major disruption. People have been foraging for mushrooms since the Stone Age, but mycologists across the country say they've seen an increase in the hobby this year. Now that mushrooms are having a moment, experts say they've also seen an uptick in poisonings. From January to October, America's poison centers received more than 7,000 calls about potential mushroom poisonings. That's an 11% increase from the entirety of 2022. Jonathan Colvin, the managing director of the Drug and Poison Information Center in Ohio, says that in the past 2 years, calls to Ohio poison centers about potential poisonings from mushrooms increased 25% from pre-pandemic levels. So next time you're out there and spot a meaty-looking fungi you might think might be great with your pasta, you might want to think twice. Up next, a message in a bottle to outer space.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Whether it's routine maintenance and emergency repair or a dream project, Angie lets you compare quotes from multiple local pros, browse homeowner reviews, and even book a service instantly. Angie's been connecting people with skilled pros for nearly 30 years. So the next time you have a home project, bring it to Angie to get your job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Usually when you think about a message in a bottle, you imagine it floating in the ocean or stuck in the sand on the shore. But this message in a bottle is different. It's issued by NASA, and it'll be sent to one of Jupiter's moons. The Europa Clipper spacecraft will carry the cosmic message in a bottle with more than 2 million names. The spacecraft will travel 1.8 billion miles to the icy Europa moon and is expected to arrive in orbit in 2030. NASA has created a page on its website where you two can sign your name before the year ends to be part of the journey and see how the Europa Clipper gets made. That's all for us today, but make sure to tune in tomorrow for the latest episode of CNN One Thing. I'm Paola Ortiz. Thank you for listening.